Proclamation number 5079 of 4th of March, 1951. Serious exhortation concerning the near end. The time of earthly change will soon be over for you humans, for you are approaching an extraordinary event which only a few people will survive. And this event has been set as a landmark for eternity, as the end of one redemption epoch and the beginning of a new one. Thus the people of this earth will have to expect a sudden end of their physical life, and their continued existence will only depend on the human being's will, for faithfulness to God alone guarantees continued life, yet only a few will muster the will to do so, and only for these few will there be a continuation of life in the paradise of the new earth, while all others will suffer death, physically and also spiritually, to a certain extent in accordance with their will, which demanded matter, which will now be given to them, which will be given to the spiritual as a cover, to permanent torment. You humans don't believe in an imminent end of this earth, yet again and again you are told so that you will still make use of the short time and once seriously occupy yourselves with the thoughts of what fate you are facing. You humans create and work for your earthly well-being and will not be allowed to enjoy your material possessions for much longer. You humans only live an earthly life and yet have its downfall so close at hand. You humans research and ponder and try to solve problems, yet you are only ever occupied with worldly questions. But you don't think about what comes afterwards and don't ask about it. And thus no answer can come to you. And yet, again and again you will be informed by God through messengers of the idle time of your life, and again the near end will be presented to you. But you do not believe it, and the few who believe it will be ridiculed and scorned. But irrevocably the day will come which means the destruction of everything you can see. The day of the end of the old earth and the downfall of all life on and above the earth. An earth period is coming to an end, but you humans cannot calculate the hour of the end, even if you believe it. Yet again and again you are told that you only have a short time left until this hour. And you listen to it and doubt it. Your earthly life is at stake and also eternal life. Take these words into your hearts and process them in your thoughts, and do not be surprised by the day which will suddenly arrive and snatch you from the midst of the world's joyful frenzy. And if you cannot believe in the end, then imagine a sudden recall from earthly life, whether you would then be able to survive? Believe that life does not end with the day of death but that you can create another life for yourselves or even fall prey to spiritual death, which nevertheless does not mean extinction but only vegetation in endless agony and darkness. And God wants to protect you from this fate, who wants to be a loving father to all his creations and finds little faith in them. Again and again his word comes from above and calls to you humans, you don't have much time left, therefore use it well and work and create while it is still day, for the night is coming when you will no longer be able to work. Amen.